If you're in the Christ consciousness, then you are one of the children of Abraham, one of the great nations. And it was Abraham to whom Melchizedek gave the secrets of the first temple, the bread and the wine. The story is in Genesis that Melchizedek, who was a priest of Salem, a king of Salem, because Jerusalem comes from Salem, Melchizedek is a divine being who comes down to Abraham and Sarah and shows them the idea of offerings of bread and wine, which were offered in the first temple and are still offered in the Christian tradition as communion. If you read the book of Hebrews, you'll find it's very clear there that the Hebrews is referring back to the first temple. He says that Jesus Christ was a priest in the order of Melchizedek. What they're trying to do there is return us to the teachings of the first temple, which were not animal sacrifice, they were vegetable sacrifice. So that's an interesting idea, the idea that Jesus on the cross was a voluntary sacrifice which atones for all things, therefore there's no need for animal sacrifice after that. However, that's still a Christian concept, because next week we're going to be looking at the concept of original sin, and the most interesting thing about that is that Jewish folk don't understand it. Jewish folk do not have the concept of original sin, which is a bit odd when you think about it, given that Jesus was Jewish. And the idea is he came to save us from original sin, which is something he wouldn't have understood the concept of. Therefore, we will be looking at that in some detail next week. However, what's really important in the Jesus story is that it isn't about his saving us from anything. It's actually about his showing us the way. The idea is Jesus came down as a human being, understanding I am that I am, understanding that if you're at that level of consciousness, you are manifesting God in the world. You heal, because you can't not heal. You say, I see you well, and the person is well. People who went into Jesus' aura, they couldn't be sick, because he was so strong in his divinity that he could only see the perfection in a person. Therefore, the person would have to be well. So the idea is that we're meant to be like Jesus. Now on slide 15, you've got the tree of life and Jacob's ladder. We've talked about four levels, but I also mentioned at the very beginning there's the fifth level. There's earth, water, air, fire. And in the Chinese five elements, there's the fifth one, which is metal. In the book of Isaiah and in the New Testament, John the Baptist, well, not in the book of Isaiah because he hadn't been born, but in the book of Isaiah it says, make straight the way of the Lord. And John the Baptist was crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. The Kabbalistic interpretation of that is that you take Keter and Malkut in both hands and pull. And you actually pull the tree of life into one fifth tree, which runs from the Keter of Keters down to the Malkut of Malkuts on Jacob's ladder. So the Christ story basically says that if you go up the central column to the divine, you can do it on your own. You don't need the priests and you don't need the temple. Now in this webinar, I'm kind of acting like the priest for you guys, because I just happen to have a little more information on this subject matter. But what you do with it is what matters. What you do with this is the key, because you have the capability of being your own priest. And in fact, you don't even need to be a priest. In fact, you can't be a priest if you're with God, because the priest is somebody who's trying to help you with a relationship, and the relationship, in theory, is already there. Now, Kabbalistic tradition tells that we go on four journeys from the point of incarnation. We incarnate in absolute, and the first journey is down to physical reality, which is being born in the physical world. So we've all done the first journey. The second journey is climbing up this central column, or climbing up the tree, to become more and more aware. Because the further down the tree, the less aware you are. Right down at the bottom, stones, they're not terribly aware. Apparently even rocks have some form of consciousness, but they aren't going to be terribly chatty about it. And even though we've got crystals and people talk about healing crystals, well, that's a form of consciousness. But even so, people can intuit that consciousness and they can use it to resonate with, but the crystals aren't going to chase around after us to find us. So the consciousness gets raised as we rise up the tree. So the second journey is climbing back up the ladder. The third journey is coming bound to pass on our wisdom to other people, what we have learnt in each life. And we, most of us, take the second and third journey almost simultaneously. You go up a bit, teach a bit, up a bit, teach a bit, up a bit, teach a bit. And that's what you do by growing up and becoming a parent. You disseminate what you've learnt to your children, whether it's right or wrong. The idea is if you've got a bit further up the tree, you're going to teach your children a bit better than you might do right down at the bottom. But we're all doing that. I'm climbing up the tree at the moment, and during this webinar I'm trying to disseminate a bit of wisdom, but I'm learning as I teach as well. And the fourth journey is going all the way back up to the top, which is the point at which you are totally Christed and you are way beyond being able to come back down to the physical earth, because you become so refined that it wouldn't be possible for you to come down and be that physically coarse, as we are here down in the physical world. However, if somebody talks to you about ascension teachings in the New Age, and lots of people are going around saying, this is my last incarnation. No, I don't think so. This is only my not-so-humble opinion, of course, but in your last incarnation, you wouldn't be going around saying, this is my last incarnation. For as long as you possibly can, even to the point when you are capable of taking on the crisis consciousness, you would want to come down and help others. You would want to come down and help humanity, not people. Humanity. The work of the soul is helping humanity's evolution. The work of people is helping people. The children of Israel help people. The house of Israel works for humanity.